Dad, what do you first remember about Woodtop Farm? What's your earliest memory?
Well, it would be in 1901, after we moved from Bradford and came to live at 4 Jackson Street, that I started coming up here regularly. I should be then 7. It was my job on each Wednesday, after coming home from school at Holmbridge Sun, my mother had ready a basket containing 2 linen napkins and some money for which to pay for 2 dozen eggs and 2 pounds of butter. And I used to leave home about 4:15 at Holmbridge, come up through Sun, up Ellers, down the Smelt Lane, over the little bridge across Little Clough, which Grandfather Hargreaves built, up the crooked lane, which in those days consisted of a series of steps, first turning to the right, then the left, right and left, to a gate at the top of the crooked lane, and then up the side of Little Clough, where the path runs at the bottom of Aden Brow. Halfway up the path, I used to turn into Aden Brow and make straight up for Woodtop Farm.
You're only 7 then?
Passing through
you're only 7.
A gap in the wall. Mm. Yes, I started coming when I was 7. Mm. I remember when Edgar was born.
Which year was that?
Can't remember. Andrew was born. Sarah came to live here. And I think that would be before we left Bradford.
Edgar was born in Bradford then, was it?
I think Andrew was born in Bradford. And Sarah came to live here for a few weeks. And I remember her coming home dressed in a little green coat, a little green bonnet with fur round the front edge. And I thought how lovely she looked when she came in at the house. Well, that must have been at 219 LePage Street, Bradford.
It wouldn't be when, was it Clifford died? That wasn't then.
Oh no, Clifford died at Sutton.
Well, who was the little one who died in Bradford?
Fred. Fred died when I was about 2, before I was 3. He died at age 11 months, I think.
What of?
I don't know, probably congestion of the lungs or something like that. Mm. Because that was a thing that I used to suffer from each winter until I had measles. And after I had measles, I never had congestion of the lungs again.
You remember Fred dying, do you?
I remember the funeral. I don't remember him actually dying, but I remember the little coffin being put under the dickey seat of the mourning coach. And we all got into the coach, my father and mother and I got into the coach, and we came by coach from Bradford to Sutton. And one of the earliest things I remember is that just after we turned down Sutton Lane, on the right-hand side, there was a thorn hedge. And the thorn hedge is still there. And on each side of it, there are iron railings. And I think that hedge is the same hedge and the iron railings that I remember on that coming to Sutton for Fred's funeral.
Yeah.
That's about one of the earliest things I remember. No. I do remember being run over, both my feet, both my ankles, by a coal cart or a coal horse and cart in Bradford, LePage Street, Bradford, and I was carried in home, and my mother, I suppose it would be, I don't just remember, my mother it would be, put both my feet and ankles into hot mustard and water. Remember that. I should be about 5 or 6, that's when I had.
Mm.
And to go back to Woodtop, as I say, it used to be my job on a Wednesday to come here for butter and eggs. And when Edgar was born, no, it was to be, I think, when Clifford was born, perhaps. I remember coming up and getting here, or leaving here, at 5:20 by the clock in the living room at Woodtop. And I ran down all the way, and when I got so that I could see Sutton Church clock, it was still 5:20. And I told my mother when I got in home, I'll come down in no time.
Yeah. Will you tell me the story you told me when I was growing up about the snow falling off the trees?
Ah, yes. One winter's night, it would be a Wednesday when I'd come for butter and eggs. And I'd got them in my basket and going home down Aidan Brown and got just to the bottom of the crooked lane and about to cross the bridge to go up Smells Lane. I heard the sound, queer noises, something I'd never heard before, something like this. And I started to run, I was scared. I thought there must be a bear or something in the wood. But I ran up Smelt Lane, I ran all the way home. When I got in and out of breath, I said, Mother, I've been awfully frightened. What have you been frightened of? So I told her, I'd heard funny noises, and she went, oh, she said, you don't want to be frightened of that. Now, nothing but snow falling off the branches onto the snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So, funny noises in the night haven't worried me greatly since then.